The prayer meeting is the Cinderella of the church. You see, someone has said Sunday morning shows how much the church is loved. Sunday evening shows how much the minister is loved. The prayer meeting shows how much the Lord is loved. And it's sad today in the Western world in 2014 that there's this coldness, this carelessness, lukewarmness. And the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. What's it love for? What love was he speaking about? Love for God. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many for God shall wax cold. We want to come today to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, it was some time ago that we were looking at the last days, and we looked at the different signs of the last days, and there was a couple of signs that we didn't get to, we missed out, so we're going to come back to them over the next few weeks, God willing, and probably just another couple of messages, but who knows, maybe the Lord will lead us to have more messages than that. But humanly speaking, at the moment, we plan just to have another couple of messages on the last days. So we're thinking today about verse 4, the last phrase in verse 4. The Apostle Paul writing to Timothy, he says that in the last days, men will be, listen to it, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. The Lord Jesus Christ will come back. I want to make that clear today, right at the beginning of the short Bible study. And we're not going to keep you too long today. Last Sunday we went a wee bit over the time and we apologize for that. But we're going to try to be finished today and have you out at 12:30. So just a short message this morning on the last days. And the Savior is coming back again to the earth. You think about the birds. You see, the birds migrate, don't they? The birds leave this part of the world in the winter time and they migrate to warmer climates. But they come back again, don't they? The birds return. And you know, the Lord Jesus, one day he's coming back again. Yes, he has left. 2,000 years ago he left. He ascended up into heaven. But he's coming back again. You think about the sun. You know, this has been a very wet winter. There's been a lot of rain. There's been many days whenever there was no sunshine. Just dark clouds everywhere. But then the sun comes back. Sooner or later, the sun will return. Well, I want to tell you today from this pulpit that sooner or later, the S-O-N will return. The Son of God will return. I wonder, are you ready for that day? It's been tremendous to have friendship with you down through the past nearly 6 years now. But I wonder, if Jesus were to come back, I wonder, would we be separated? Because the Bible says that the day that Christ returns, there is going to be a separation. There's going to be a division. The Lord Jesus is going to separate the world into two groups. Just two. There's the sheep and the goats. The sheep are the saved ones. The goats are those who have rejected Christ and those who are lost. And there's no hope for them. They're lost forever. I trust that on that great day when Christ returns that you'll be ready. Well, Paul the Apostle, he says that in the last days, just in the days before Christ returns, people will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Do we not see the evidence of that all around us today? Christian, did your heart not go out to those young people on Thursday night in the Odyssey Arena? Going to that dance event? Taking drink and drugs? because of the emptiness inside. What was it? Over 100 of them had to receive treatment from the paramedics. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Now, there's so much we could say about Thursday night. I could get up on my soapbox today and I could, you know, give you my opinions about Thursday night. And, we could say so much about it. In my opinion, the event shouldn't even have taken place. You know, the council, Belfast City Council, shouldn't even allow godless events like that to take place. I don't know whether you saw any of the music or heard the music from it, but you know, you'd need earplugs. It's that loud. You know what this dance music is like? Well, I don't know what you're like, but if I was in the Odyssey Arena, I couldn't stick it for more than a minute. It's that loud. Constant thumping. The young people. Then we could talk about the parents. The responsibility of the parents. Where were the parents? Why did they let their young people go to the event? There's so much we could say. But we're not going to say anything more. We want to stick to the Word of God this morning. And we want to simply say that those young people on Thursday night, they are trying, or they were trying, to fill an emptiness in the inside. You see, every one of us, we're created with a void within us that only Jesus can fill. There's an emptiness within every one of us that only the Savior can fill. Now, people try to fill that emptiness with all kinds of things. The young people on Thursday night, and by the way, we shouldn't ridicule them or criticize them. We need to pray for them. We need to pray for the young people of our country in these days that they'd find Christ and find lasting satisfaction. But those young people were just taking the drink and the drugs and going to that music event because they're trying to fill the emptiness in here. And then there's other people, and of course they try to fill the emptiness with sex and rock and roll, gambling, fast cars, money, music, sport, video games, the list goes on. Just fill this emptiness, trying to fill this void on the inside. But it's impossible. It can never be done. You can get as many pleasures as it's possible to enjoy. You can acquire as many possessions in this life as it's possible to acquire, but there'll still be that emptiness on the inside. It's like a black hole, we could say. What are you trying to fill it with today? Let me ask you that question. What are you trying to fill that emptiness on the inside with? Now none but Christ can satisfy, none other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Did your heart not go out to those families who were bereaved because of that online drinking game? You heard all about it, I'm sure. I'm sure you young folk, you heard about it. Neck nomination, they call it. Drink. Record yourself drinking and then you nominate somebody else. They've got to do the same. The curse of alcohol rearing its ugly head again. If I was the Prime Minister, prohibition would be in the morning. No alcohol anywhere but in doctor's surgeries for medical purposes. But of course our government are making too much money out of it to do that. But those young people, their hearts go out to them and their families, drinking that alcohol and they're losing their lives as a result. Because after all, alcohol is poison. You do know that. It's a poison. But they lost their lives. And see, what they're trying to do, they're trying to fill the emptiness on the inside. And of course, I know it's to do with peer pressure. And that's a big thing, isn't it? You know, young people the same age, encouraging them to do that. And when you get a crowd of young people and a group of young people and one friend eggs the other friend on and they don't like to be left out and don't like to be unpopular, and then we see what can happen. The pleasure doesn't last. Oh, there might be a kick from it. But I've said before, there's a kick back. Sin has a kick. You'll get a kick out of sin, whatever kind of sin it is. But beware of the kick back. They're trying to fill the emptiness, the void. But only Christ can fill that void. You know, the Bible says, thy love is better than wine. Thy love is better than wine. The love of God, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ is what young people really need today. Not the wine, not the booze, not the spirits. By the way, wasn't it shameful to see that judge involved in that neck nomination? One of the judges in our country, someone who should be upholding morality and being a role model for young people, yet she was involved in the middle of it. Well, all I can say is no wonder our country's in the state it's in. When you have people in high places and this is the kind of shenanigans that they get up to. Oh, how we need God today. How we need God to have mercy on our land. To turn our land back to Himself again. I want you to think with me today about this phrase that Paul uses. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. You see, first of all, we see the decadence here. There's decadence because it speaks of lovers of pleasures. In the last days, there will be decadence. Is there not decadence all around us today? People indulging in all kinds of pleasures, and woe betide anybody who says it's wrong. The attitude today is, if you want to do it, just go ahead and do it. If it feels good, if it gives you a kick, you just go ahead and do it. And there's no such thing as right and wrong anymore. It's just if you get pleasure out of it, you go ahead and do it. And that's the way people are living today. There's no boundaries, is there? There's no limits. Well, how sad a state. The decadence of our nation. I see not only decadence here, Paul speaks of. He says not only in the last days will there be decadence, but there's a difference here. You notice the difference. On one hand, Paul says, there's the lovers of pleasures. On the other hand, there's the lovers of God. There's the difference. And you know, you find that in our world today. There's lovers of pleasures. But thank God, there's also lovers of God. Wonder which camp you're in today. You know, we've read that wonderful verse in 1 John chapter 4. We love Him because He first loved us. I want to tell you today, I love God. I love Jesus. Now, I should love Him more. Compared to His great love for me, my love's feeble and pathetic. But I do love Him. Now, I didn't say I like Him. There's a difference in liking somebody and loving somebody. Whenever you love somebody, you'll sacrifice for them. You'll be fully committed to them. Let's just be simple about it. You'll do anything for them. Is that you today? Do you love the Lord because He first loved you? Or would you have to say today, well, I'm not really interested in God. God's for other people, but not for me. Maybe there's somebody here saying, you say, well, I suppose if push comes to shove, I like God. I like God. That's not what the verse here says. It says, we love Him. We love Him. You see, you could like God and still go to hell. You could like Jesus and like the stories about Jesus, but you could still be lost in hell forever. The question is, do you love Him? We love him because he first loved us. Then I notice finally disobedience. Disobedience. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. You see, the Bible says in Matthew 22, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. That's the way it should be. But what does Paul say in 2 Timothy 3? He says, it's the other way around in the last days. People love pleasures more than they love God. It's so sad. Jesus Christ is about to return. Whenever you see the signs, the things that are happening in the world today, he's going to return soon. The tragedy is that the majority of the world's population, they're lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. I wonder, what group are you in today? Are you a lover of sinful pleasures, or are you a lover of God? You do know, of course, that the love of pleasure was the reason why the Roman Empire fell. There's a man called Edward Gibbon. He wrote a book entitled The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. He gives a number of reasons why the empire fell. The rapid increase of divorce. The undermining of the dignity and sanctity of the home, which is the basis of human society. Higher and higher taxes. And the spending of public monies for free bread and circuses for the populace. In other words, benefits that were being handed out to people who didn't deserve them. Circuses for the populace, pleasure, entertainment. He goes on to say, the building of gigantic armaments when the real enemy was within, the decadence of the people. We're living in a decadent society. The decay of religion is another reason for the fall of the Roman Empire. Faith fading into mere form, losing touch with life, and becoming impotent to ward and guide the people. Now listen to this. This was the final reason he gave. And the main reason he gave for the fall of the Roman Empire. Listen, the mad craze for pleasure. The mad craze for pleasure. And it was the mad craze for pleasure that brought down the Roman Empire. And you know what? It's the mad craze for pleasure that will be the downfall of our nation.